40 years ago today, a volcanic eruption in Colombia caused an avalanche that killed 25,000 people in the town of Armero. It was one of the deadliest natural disasters ever in Latin America, and Armero was never rebuilt. As John Otis reports, many survivors are still in mourning.
Driving through the ruins of Armero, veterinarian Fernando Angarita shows me where the bakery, the hospital, and the Presbyterian church once stood. Later, Angarita points to a boulder the size of a cargo truck. It arrived with the avalanche on the evening of November 13th, 1985. The deluge was caused by the eruption of snow-capped Nevado del Ruiz volcano 30 miles west of here. Warnings to evacuate arrived too late. The flood of lava, mud, and debris buried this once bustling farm town.
Me sacó la avalancha de aquí del pueblo y me descargó 6 kilómetros abajo en esa licuadora.
Angarita was caught by the massive mudslide that carried him nearly 4 miles out of town. He suffered 16 fractures to his face and jaw and compares it to being inside a blender. Angarita, who's now 71, says, "I have no idea why I'm still alive." These days, tour guides lead people through a wasteland of half-buried buildings and makeshift gravestones. Esther Forijsvik, who's from the Netherlands, found Armero more moving than the petrified ruins of Pompeii.
If we're going to visit a place like this in Europe, totally structured and, like, renovated, you don't feel real that it happened for real. But here it's like everything is how it was, so it's quite powerful.
The biggest attraction is a shrine to Omaida Sanchez. Only 13, she was found by rescue workers in water up to her neck and trapped by debris. As they tried to save her, she spoke to TV journalists.
Mama, si me escuchas, reza para que yo pueda caminar y esta gente...
Mommy, she says, if you can hear me, pray so that I can walk again and that these people can help me. After spending 70 hours in the water, Sanchez died of hypothermia.
Many Colombians consider Omaida Sanchez an unofficial saint, and here at her gravesite they've placed hundreds of stone plaques thanking her for the blessings they believe that she's bestowed upon them.
4 decades later, there are still many unanswered questions about the tragedy. For example, Nevado del Ruiz was a highly active volcano, and it's unclear why there were so few warnings ahead of the catastrophic eruption.
Y al día de hoy ya hay 583 casos reportados.
583 children are reported by relatives as unaccounted for, says Francisco González, an Armero native who is leading an investigation into what happened to them. Many likely perished in the landslide. Others were adopted. However, chaos reigned after the disaster, record-keeping was shoddy, and the fate of these children may never be known. To mark the 40th anniversary of the tragedy, survivors launch hundreds of model boats into a nearby river in a symbolic search for truth. Their tiny sails are emblazoned with photos of the missing children.
About half of the little boats immediately overturn in the rapids, but the rest of them seem to be staying upright, surviving.
Sí, muy fuerte, pero...
Among the missing is the younger brother of Mariela Diaz. Every year, she makes a pilgrimage back to her hometown of Armero to look for him.
Pero a mi hermano sí, lo vieron muchas personas. Entonces, la esperanza de pronto de que él regrese aquí está viva.
My brother did survive. Lots of people saw him, Diaz says. So we still have hope that maybe he will reappear. For NPR News, I'm John Otis in Armero, Colombia.